is free. Do you want to know the Bible better? Are you a Sunday school teacher, deacon, or a Christian seeking to know God's Word? Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We're asking a question: are Christians being persecuted? I could add the word prosecuted. Are Christians being persecuted and prosecuted and pursued in America today? I say yes. I have the documents, a fistful of them, that validates what I'm saying. And I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, for President Donald J. Trump, of whom I believe God has divinely intervened, placed him in office to do exactly what he's doing today. We need to keep praying for his safety, pray for his protection, pray that God give him wisdom, pray that God will use him to give safety and preservation for the United States of America and our constitutional republic that God has given us, and we're now about to celebrate the 250th year. Thank the Lord for that, and pray that God will continue to divinely protect him and intervene. And we are finding now, through President Trump's tenacious search through the present DOJ and FBI, of all that Biden had done, and even links back to Obama, what had been done to undermine, tear down, and destroy. Let me read one brief portion of an article, and then we'll take our next caller. This is from the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, the nonprofit legal defense agency. Said, there's a gathering storm, and we're afraid many Americans just have not seen it coming. The radical left is waging a secret war on our Christian faith, Christian prayer, Christian churches, and even Christian kids and teachers in our school are all under attack. He goes on to say, Gavin Newsom is empowering anti-Christian forces to severely deplete your religious liberties in California. He, speaking of Gavin Newsom, fining the church for how it worships, arresting a pastor that preaches the word, banning teachers from even appearing to pray, punishing Christian students for sharing the gospel, banning Bible studies at senior living centers. This is just the beginning of real persecution of Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, again may I say, some may have looked at this and say, well, it didn't affect me, so it's okay. It didn't affect my denomination, so it's all right. It didn't affect our household. Our door was not smashed in. I was not prosecuted. We were not persecuted. We were not put in jail. But ladies and gentlemen, it's turning the blind eye and failing to see the big picture of what I believe is prevalent, prevailing, and pervasive in America today. Even though Trump is in office, even though this is being revealed, uncovered, and dealt with, it still is pervasive, and yet we're finding nothing being said by the media, and generally speaking, very little, if any, being said by pastors from the pulpits warning us of the danger ahead. I believe we need to be the watchman on the wall. I believe we need to be, as the scripture talks about in the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, we need to be that watchman on the wall, recognizing what is happening, where it's going, and what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a caller on the line. Jim, go over with the question and comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Historically, this right here is considered a precursor or a subtle suppression of Christian values. These can easily degenerate into much harsher methods there. And I'll give you a couple examples how it actually crossed the line here in the United States. And we know in places like Africa right now, like in Nigeria and Kenya, they're actually killing Christians. But here in the United States, the Catholic father of seven was outside of an abortion clinic, and a protester or an anti-protester grabbed his son, at which point he defended his son and pushed the other gentleman away, and he was arrested by a SWAT team the following day. Well, that Catholic father just recently won a lawsuit, but that was back during the Biden administration. So we're talking years before settlement. If you look at history there, subtle persecution then can become outright persecution with the government's backing. Eric Bonhoeffer was attributed for the statement of saying, "They came for the socialist, I wasn't a socialist, so I said nothing. They came for the unionist, I wasn't a unionist, and I said nothing. Mm-hmm. They came for the Jewish people, I wasn't Jewish, so I said nothing. Now they're coming for me. No one's left to speak for me." Mm-hmm. And it's that easy for a government to tip the scale into a tyrannical form and use outright suppression with violence involved and severe persecution. Your own church has been the has experienced the subtle part of it, where you've placed signage out in front of your church, and it elicited an immediate response from the Times Union and mockery and derision of what you're saying, and people actually talking about taking a legalistic actions against your church because of your signs in front of your church. And you're right, people do need to speak up, or else it will continue, and we may not have another administration like this one for a while, because if the Democrats get back in, they are going to be even worse than before.
Jim, I don't understand why people get upset about our sign occasionally. I don't understand when the sign says all sodomites are going to die and go to hell unless they repent. I don't understand what's wrong with the sign. I don't understand what's wrong with the sign saying I don't believe you asked the question, are Democrats really Christian? I don't know what's wrong with the sign that says, are Democrats really American? I don't know what's wrong with the sign when it says Allah is a false god, but yet the fish wrapper downtown gets all bent out of shape when that we put a sign up like that, and they want to come out persecuting.
Yes,
prosecutors
do.
Because of doing it. But you touched on something just a moment ago that led my thinking back to the Hitler era, when Hitler was rounding up the Jewish people, putting them in railroad cars by the railroad car full of Jewish people, hauling them off to the concentration camps to ultimately be incinerated in the gas chambers. As the train, there was one church in particular that in history is written about that was on, right on the train track, right beside the track. As the trains would come through and the people screaming and crying for help and what is taking place, rather than anything being done to intervene, to question it, or to take a stand against it, they were told when you're singing and the train comes by and you hear those cries, just sing a little louder, just sing a little louder, just sing a little louder. And I see that happening today.
Yes, I believe, sorry to interject here, but I believe that if you want to read a good book as far as Christian faith, and how you're supposed to conduct yourself in the times like that. That book about Eric Bonhoeffer is extremely well written, and the man ultimately ended up giving his life, well, he didn't, having his life taken by that socialist regime for his speech and conduct.
Absolutely. Jim, I'm looking ahead, and I'm going to read it in one brief paragraph and get your take. Biden CIA listed mothers, this is what's been uncovered now, in part. Biden CIA listed motherhood and homemaking in its report about violent extremism. The Central Intelligence Agency redacted a Biden-era internal document warning about female, radically and ethnically motivated, violent extremists. They listed the prioritization of motherhood and homemaking as raising concerns about being extremist. Have you ever heard of such? If it weren't so sad and dumb, it'd be absolutely laughable. But this is what's being uncovered. This article further says, the legal organization American First Legal, founded by Trump advisor Stephen Miller in 2021, shared screenshots of the now redacted intelligence assessment compiled during the Biden administration. The document titled, here's the title they gave that document, Women Advancing Radicalism and Ethnically Motivated Violent Extremists, outlines concern about women's participation in what they call white, radically, and ethnically motivated violent extremism, end quote. Because the whole thing, females that are mother in thinking about and prioritizing motherhood and homemaking were considered to be radical, violent extremist. That shows the extreme and the direction that the Biden administration was going internally behind the scenes that moved, motivated the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ to persecute and to prosecute Christians across America. What say you? What should be done with that?
That should be taken very seriously, but let's look at a historical concept. When 1933, whenever the maniac was brought to the Reichstag in Germany, he was brought there by, I think, 45% of the vote. Now, he started releasing memos just like these memos are being released now. The individuals that were receiving this memo that were working for the government should have taken them a little bit more seriously, but they were afraid of losing their jobs, so they let a small minority of individuals, in this case, that socialist regime from the 30s there, and the Biden-era administration there, a small minority of individuals at the top dictated terms that an average person on any given day, me and you included, would look at that and just laugh and say, you've got to be kidding. But that memo went out. And yet we heard nothing till now about it. If that persecution would have come to its fruition with the Kamala Harris administration there, would those people still be silent, or would we be even facing greater persecution? So that's why it's important for individuals to stand up whenever they see that kind of wrong and speak loudly. You have to be. You have to stand on a principle somewhere, or you become a victim of those very individuals.
Absolutely, Jim. Let me impinge on your time once more. The organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center out of Alabama started in 1971, and in this report, these reports that have been now unveiled and is now being reported on. In fact, I'm looking at a document here that says it's over 200 pages containing over 300 exhibits compiled by the Trump administration, and it's a report that Trump is setting up to, quote, eradicate Christian bias. But listen, all of the FBI under Obama and Biden, all of the CIA, all of the intelligence agencies and FBI depended on an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center to ask the question Here's the name of a church. Here's the name of an organization. Here's the name of a Christian group. Are they hate groups? Are they somehow radical would-bes to destroy America? And it was under the Southern Poverty Law Center that all of these agencies went to and said, what about this? And it's just been determined. In fact, there's a federal, as you know, a 11-count federal indictment, federal grand jury indictment against the Southern Poverty Law Center, finding out that they were selling radicalism and then claiming to collect funds from others to eradicate radicalism. And they called all of these religious organizations, all these Christian organizations, cult. They called them hate groups and racist groups and radical groups and violent potential terrorists. Now, here's my question to you. With that being discovered, the nexus there, and all of them, I've got page after page after page where these agencies under Obama and Biden went to that hate group that supposedly was protected from hate and used it. What should be done with the Southern Poverty Law Center? They're 501c3 nonprofit organization. They've been deceiving and fraudulently selling protection to Christian organizations, et cetera, et cetera. What should be done with the people in that? Should they be prosecuted? Should they be put out of business? Should the federal government just simply at this moment cancel the 501c3? What's your thought? What are your thoughts?
Well, I've always, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center probably started out with noble ambitions and goals, but they've long ago abandoned those. The creator of the Dilbert comic strip said they were a criminal organization. If you look at some of the things that the Southern Poverty Law Center has said over the years, they labeled Charlie Kirk as a terrorist. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's what got him assassinated.
Yeah, to me, that organization no longer is deserving of their tax, you know, nonprofit organizational charter unless they completely abandon every board member and maybe two or three levels below that and redo their charter in such a way as to keep that type of offense from going. Basically, propaganda and hate for sale. I read some other things where they did some things behind the scenes at Charlottesville as well with KKK group. So they're instigating events to bring more stature to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself is just, that's just madness on this organization.
Jim, I used the illustration a few days ago. It's like a hospital distributing a virus to all of the patients and then coming up with the salvation medical help, the pill or the medicine, to save them. And that's exactly what the Southern Poverty Law Center was doing. They were sowing the seed of discord. They were paying the KKK. They're paying Antifa and then collecting from others to help us defend and stop these organizations. And they were the motivational financial cause of those organizations. I am thankful that we have an opportunity, Jim, and I'm praying and praying and praying and challenging Christian listeners to vet the candidates and to vote. If we do not vote in number, huge, huge numbers, November, we will no longer have a constitutional republic as of January of 2027. It's that serious in my mind, and I believe that we need to stand for truth and vet the candidates. Jim, thank you, brother, for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. Department of Justice issued bombshell report documenting widespread anti-Christian bias in America. Listen to a portion of this. Religious liberty depends on the government treating all beliefs fairly without targeting people for their faith. According to the DOJ report, that was not the case under the Biden administration, raising concerns about unequal enforcement and potential threats to our First Amendment protection. The report highlights instances involving the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. Multiple First Liberty cases are cited as evidence of systematic hostility toward Christians. The article further reads, the report shocking. The Biden administration's record of hostility toward Christian Americans should serve as a warning for all of us. We can never let this happen again. We are grateful to the current administration for recognizing that religious liberty is the very foundation of all of our constitutional liberties and for working to protect our freedoms in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the persecution, prosecution of Christians in America by our own government. And government's supposed to be of the people, for the people, and by the people. We have released the, if you please, the leash on government. And somehow, some way, we've been dulled in our thinking that we elect these political leaders, turn them loose, let them rule over us, and we sit back and absorb it, we take it, and we say nothing. I think it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be visible, be vocal, be victorious in our stand against Satan and the wickedness that pervades in America. And if we lose the election in November, we as conservatives, Christians, and patriots, if we lose the election in November, do you realize some of the scoundrels and the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party already have impeachment documents drawn, and just recently on the Communist Network News proudly said on January of 2027 we're going to file documents to impeach President Donald J. Trump. If we lose this midterm election, conservatives, patriots, and Christians, ladies and gentlemen, we will lose America and our constitutional liberties that we now have. Listen, we've all witnessed the Christian persecution in our schools, in our businesses, in the entire media prospect. Biden pushed for the DEI in our schools. Biden pushed for the medical, butchering factory to go into full force. The Joe Biden administration pushed the LGBTQ sodomite agenda for there is a must to embrace it, or you will be deplatformed, or you'll be debanked, or you'd be ruined, if you please, as a business, or as a church, or as a Christian organization. Christian parents could not even adopt a child due to the Christian values. If a Christian parent, Christian family, tried to adopt a child under the Biden administration, adoption agencies were forbidden to do so because of the danger of being in a, quote, Christian home. I'm looking at a headline. DOJ releases report detailing anti-Christian bias under Biden. A new report compiled by the Trump administration reveals the Biden administration treated Christian organizations, Christian individuals, much harsher than anything in the secular counterparts, pointing to a pattern of what the U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche calls the devastation. Listen, our present DOJ says that what he has found is the devastation of Christians. U.S. Department of Justice released the report titled Eradicating Anti-Bias Christian Within the Federal Government Thursday. The report, which spans 200 pages, contains over 300 pages of exhibits, was compiled by the Trump Administration Task Force to Eradicate Anti-Christian Bias. Listen to what this report says, or what this writer says. No American should ever live in fear that the federal government will punish them for their beliefs and Christian values. According to the Task Force to Eradicate Christian Bias, as your report lays out, the Biden administration actions devastated the lives of many Christian, many American Christians. Devastated, the devastation ended with President Trump coming into office. The Department of Justice will continue to expose all the bad actors who have targeted, past tense, who have targeted Christians, and will work tirelessly to restore religious liberty for all Americans and the faith families. One of the main findings of the report was that the Biden administration imposed desperate, that's different, separate, penalties on Christian institutions and pro-life activists compared to their liberal or secular counterparts. The report cited statistics documenting persecution and prosecutions under the Freedom of Access of Clinic, that is the FACE Act, which subjects anyone who intentionally injures, intimidates, or interferes with or attempts to injure, intimidate, or interfere any person who provides assistance for the provision of abortion with federal charges. It goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, exactly how the biases took place in the prosecution and the persecution of Christians, many of whom just would stand silently praying in front of an abortion clinic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at other headlines similar. It says, Task Force publishes report on eradicating anti-Christian bias. For 3 days ago, the 200-page report presented in detail findings the 17 federal agencies on the task force, as well as other agencies, which also uncovered religious discrimination, Christian discrimination. The report also examines how the Biden administration pushed its radical policy agenda, even when its actions infringed on our Christian rights, our Christian beliefs, our Christian freedoms, and the American First Amendment, its right to freely exercise our religion. I'll read another headline and one paragraph, and then we will continue our remarks. Here's one that's eye-catching. Holy smokes! DOJ report just dropped a bombshell. The Biden administration aggressively targeted, harassed, and prosecuted Christians. And privately, I read another article, I don't have it before me at this moment, where privately the Biden administration with the Gestapo thugs with badges behind the scenes would talk about Christians, Christian organizations, churches, and laugh and mock us and call us cultists. This article says, privately would call them cultists and sought out harsh prison sentences for peaceful protesters, even worse. They used the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, to do it. This is outright Christian persecution, right in America, right on American soil, locking up everyone who carried this out. They went beyond disagreement and moved to punishing Christians who held conservative religious values and beliefs in conflict with the administration's pro-choice, pro-gender ideology. The report found that the Biden DOJ brought multiple cases against pro-life activists, many of them Christians, under the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access Act. Email correspondence shows prosecutors privately mocked Christians, privately mocked, made fun of pro-life views as cultic, and pursued more severe charges against them and harsher sentences for their peaceful protest for their defendants in that case. In contrast, following the Dobbs decision 2022 that overruled Roe versus Wade, there was a wave of vandalism, arsons, bombings, and targeting churches, pregnancy centers, etc. But the Biden DOJ pursued comparatively very few prosecutions under the same act. Christian colleges and universities were scrutinized and penalized for holding traditional views on gender, accusing them of Title IX violations and threatening school funding and accreditation. The report also cited the infamous FBI memo of the Richmond field office that warned of radical racial traditionalist Catholics as being extremists. And I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is, we haven't seen the totality of it yet. We're just seeing glimpses of what the Obama and Biden administration were doing behind the scenes to tear down and destroy the morals and ethics and values in our nation. So what do we do as Christians? I believe we need to pray and ask God to intervene. I believe we need to pray and vet the candidates. I believe that every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot need to plan now. You're going to vote and vote these scoundrels out of office and vote in candidates that will please God. Ladies and gentlemen,